There is a disturbing statistic showing that young African-American boys stop reading at a very young age. Lack of interest and lack of exposure are part of the problem. A St. Louis 11-year-old is trying to do something about that. Sidney Keys and his mother, Winnie Caldwell, founded an organization called Books and Bros. The idea is to make reading fun for African-American boys and, in the process, encourage a habit that will last a lifetime. It's a reading club. I recently sat down with Sidney and Winnie and asked him what Books and Bros is all about.
Well, Books and Bros is a book club for boys, and we read books about African-American literature because every time I go to my library at my school, there's not very many African-American literature books there.
And why did you get this started beyond that? I mean, was there some specific interest in reading that drew you to this project?
Well, I already love to read. And also, since we don't get that much time to read in school, we just read in groups. I wanted to read a book, but I also wanted to discuss it with other people. So I imagined that I would make a book club.
Winnie, you're co-founder of this operation. Tell us about your involvement, and what does Mom do with regard to this club?
Well, like Sidney said, he's always loved to read. And sometimes he'll talk to me about certain books. And if I haven't read it, you know, it may sound silly, like I don't understand why the pig didn't pay his taxes or whatever, you know. And he understands the story. And so we actually had a Facebook video go viral at a bookstore, a local bookstore here, I See Me, and it's an African-American children's bookstore. And so I hadn't seen anything like that before, and Sidney definitely didn't see anything like that. So he was going crazy. You know, he's laying out on the floor, made himself comfortable reading a book. And by a few days later, it got over 60,000 views. So, of course, the bookstore, they were very excited and happy, and we had a meeting. Sidney's book club idea was the best thing, you know, that we thought would be great, not only for him, but for other boys, you know. And we specifically reach out to boys because around the ages of like 8 and 10 or even like 11, he just turned 11, you know, statistically the age when they stop reading. So we want to combat that.
But you didn't know that, Sidney, when you got started and got interested in this. You didn't know that part of the story, did you? What sort of a response are you getting from your friends and other members of the club?
Well, I know the other members love it because every time we, like, get it, maybe, like, sometimes we even get new members every month we do it. Last month when we discussed it, we got 2 new members.
How many members do you have?
I know we have over 7 members, but I know one of them, they're in a lot of stuff, so they can't come sometimes, but they come a lot still.
You have the meetings, I gather, once a month. Is that correct?
Yes.
And where do you get together?
We get together at the Galleria Mall at the Microsoft store.
And they're very happy to have you, I suspect.
Mm-hmm.
I thought you were involved somehow with bookstores as well.
Yeah. Also, I'm involved with the bookstore. That's where we used to host our meetups until Microsoft started sponsoring me and letting me use their store to host them there.
Winnie, my impression is from what I've learned of the organization that motivational books are a big part of this. It's not just stories. They're right. Stories with a purpose.
Yeah, and most definitely stories with the entrepreneurial backing as well. Sidney has an entrepreneurial spirit already, and so actually the first book that we read together within the group was called Danny Dollar, and it was about financial literacy, about a boy who started a lemonade stand, and, you know, he was able to learn a lot of great, not only money management skills, but entrepreneurial. And so the amazing thing is the author is in New York and he saw our viral video. And so we actually had a chance to Skype with him at our second meetup about the book.
Sidney, this is pretty adult stuff, pretty adult subject matter for your group. Tell me about your motivation here. I mean, you obviously want to get your friends to read and you want to read,
yeah.
But you're taking it one step beyond that.
Well, my motivation is I already love to read, but it would be awesome, even better, to read with other people. So we decided to make a book club, and I want to keep doing it because I don't know what will make me stop reading because I love to read.
What goes on during these meetings? I mean, you're not silent reading, I assume. That wouldn't be much fun. So tell me what a typical session is like.
Well, we read the books over the month that we have. And then when we come to the Microsoft store, we discuss the books and answer questions about them. And then after of like an hour of talking about it, we get 30 minutes to play on our own personal consoles.
And play what?
Just any game on Xbox One, I think.
So there's a dual purpose. You get to read books and also have a little fun with regard to the Xbox games and other digital games, huh?
Yeah.
That's a big draw, I'm sure, to get some of your friends in.
Mm-hmm.
What are some of the titles of the books that you've read so far?
Danny Dollar, Hidden Figures, Supa Dupa Kid.
I think I get the idea. Yeah. Does mom have any input at all in the books that the kids read? Do you kind of oversee to make sure it's all good and appropriate stuff?
Well, normally I have Sydney pick out the book. Lately, like the book that we're reading right now is called A Song for Harlem, and it's actually by Patricia McKissick, who's an author from St. Louis. We had two books by her that we were kind of deciding through, so I said, okay, I think this would be good because, you know, February is Black History Month, and we can kind of, you know, pay homage to her as far as being a local artist or a local author, rather, but I had the boys vote. So I always make sure that if it's Sydney's not getting the last say, at least the boys collectively vote. I don't want to ever overstep my bounds with the bros.
All right. You obviously it's a boys' club. Mm-hmm. Any thought ever given to bringing young ladies into it?
We haven't thought about that, but there is a book club called Nerdy Girls. That funny thing, it started probably about 10 months or so ago. It's been almost a year, so I didn't know anything about it, probably because I mainly focus on him.
Sure.
But the mom is from Florissant, so we actually had a chance to meet her and kind of sneak in on one of their meetups and see what they have going on. So we're actually working on some things to partner together. So if I can't help the girls, I can at least direct them to Nerdy Girls.
How do you feel about that, Sydney? And would you ever mind or welcome a young lady to be part of your group?
I guess I wouldn't mind. I don't know why I would.
Wait till you're 16.
Right.
You'll be recruiting them.
Well, he doesn't have any comment.
No. You know, Sydney, you've pointed out that the books that you emphasize and the books you're reading basically deal with the African-American experience.
Mm-hmm.
And I just wonder if you have any thoughts of maybe expanding that to go beyond the African-American experience, learn more about other groups.
Yeah, like maybe we could like learn about maybe African-American literature and other literatures that usually aren't mentioned in books.
Yeah, I was thinking of things like Native Americans, for instance, or
mm-hmm.
various religions, that sort of thing, and other things that might, for Caucasian white people's subject matter, that sort of thing, to kind of broaden your horizons. Does that have any appeal to you?
Yeah, that does kind of like reading books about like other literatures, like Native Americans, like you said, and other religions.
What do you think about that, Winnie?
Oh, I'm all open for it. I mean, Sydney has been more in a diverse setting probably most of his life. So it's just that, you know, when you get to a point to where he's 11 years old now, and it was so shocking seeing, you know, him being able to relate to someone on the cover in a positive aspect rather than it being, you know, some negative urban story or whatever that we see a lot. And so it was a good feeling, but it's also a problem, like I said, that we're trying to combat. And so I would just like to make sure that he sees himself, you know, in being whatever he can be. And I think that's a good part of Books and Bros. And I also welcome, with Sydney's permission, we don't only accept African-American boys as members. So, you know, if there's white kids who want to join or Hispanic, whatever. I mean, it's all about celebrating African-American literature and literature, period. So,
well, all of that is another part of the lessons that you want young people to learn.
Yeah.
Sydney, how do kids that you know what you're doing react to what you're doing?
I know when I first did it and I got interviewed by Fox 2 News, a lot of my friends saw it and they were like, Sydney, everything you said on there was true, and they were like congratulating me and stuff at my school.
What are you seeing in the classroom? We mentioned earlier on that this is an age typically when kids generally become less interested in reading, precisely the time when they should become more interested in reading it. What are you seeing in the classroom, Sydney, with regard to the interest overall in reading amongst Your friends were not part of the group.
I know sometimes when we're reading like a group book, there's some people that are actually following along, and then there's other people who have their head down on their desk, just like not paying attention at all.
Uh-huh. What do you do? Do you approach them? Do you talk to them? How do you try to get them interested?
Well, I try and let the teacher handle it because I know sometimes he wants himself to handle it and not us. So I just try and not get like into it. I just try to ignore them and keep on reading so I can stay along with the book.
Do you have similar kinds of discussions in the classrooms, similar to the kinds of talks that you have here at your club?
No, not
book discussions.
Really.
Is there much reading that goes on at all in the classroom?
Well, we have one time for reading in the classroom, but I think that's it besides unless you want to read at recess or something.
Wendy, it doesn't sound like there's a whole lot of reading going on in the school.
Yeah, it's funny because Hazelwood School District is one of the first major people that acknowledged Sidney and awarded him for starting his book club. He was invited to a board meeting, which was really nice. And I had a few people from the district reach out and say they wanted to find a way to get Books and Bros involved, you know, maybe in the district or at least more into the schools to encourage reading. But we would just need to make sure, like you said, that we have that time for reading, because I think it comes off so much now as a parent that the kids are so busy with everything else that reading is starting to get left behind.
Well, what's been the reaction of other parents to this club?
They love it, especially moms, of course, of young boys. I've had some moms reach out to me of girls, and I'll refer them to Nerdy Girls. And so it's always been a very good response. So I've noticed that I've had a couple moms tell me that their sons weren't on the reading level of maybe fourth or fifth grade. They struggle. So I'm actually in the process of trying to figure out how we can maybe add on some type of assistance or mentoring, you know, more hands-on one-on-one throughout the month, because right now they're just reading on their own. But I would like to help to improve, you know, some young boys in their literature and their reading.
The other parents, do they get involved at all in the selection of material?
No, but it's been so small. We haven't had any more than 10 members, so it's still pretty intimate. But I send out occasional emails all the time to the parents to update them on everything. Like I said, the parents are there at the meetups, so they're in the room when the boys vote on what book they want to read and why, and everyone always seems to agree that it's a good choice. So,
but you're the final overseer, I gather, on the books themselves. You indicated that you go through them. Well, what are your criteria for determining what books are good and what maybe not so good?
Probably that they'll get a learning experience out of it. I mean, some books are fun just to fantasize and things like that, but, you know, we want the boys to grow as well. And I also want to make sure that it's appropriate, because there was a book that Sidney actually found interesting, but it was about like a story of some boys growing up in a not so good environment. And there were some things, you know, maybe drug related or violent related that he didn't even know about that we ended up having to have a further conversation. And so I don't want to make the, you know, parents or families uncomfortable with stories like that. So I try to make sure it's something PG.
Sidney, mom talks about having conversations. Do you ever argue over what books you want and you think you should read? And maybe she says no.
I know sometimes I do like pick out, like, because I know my mom got me this book that I wanted to read in the book club, but she and the book club owner were like, is this a good book for the whole group? Because it was kind of like a really book, I think it was like for seventh graders. But my mom was like, I don't know if the boys would want to read that because it's a really high reading level.
Where do the books come from?
They come from ICME Bookstore.
And do they give them to you? Do they lend them to you? How does that work?
We have an agreement. But yeah, that's the bookstore that our video went viral. So they have helped a lot as far as, you know, lending books, donating them. But it's all the boys, they keep the books forever. So we're constantly adding to their collection, as well as we just had an organization called Serving with the Badge. They donated over 200 books just for Books and Bros. So we have a huge collection of books. And now at every meetup, the boys, they not only leave with their book, but they also leave with however many they want to take with them. So I think the last time each boy left with like an additional 3 books just to add to their personal collection.
Sydney, do you have any sense that those books that are brought home are read by anybody else, brothers, sisters, siblings of the book club members?
Yeah, because I know there are a few books that are like picture books, and maybe I see some of the kids get those, and they say they're going to get it for like their siblings or something. So I'm guessing they have like the siblings read it too, so they can get a little reading in.
One of our members, he has a younger brother who's about, I think he's 5 or 6, I'm guessing. And so he'll, you know, kind of come and just mosey around. Of course, he doesn't understand the full conversation. But even, like I said, with the additional books that we have donated, those are a wider age range. They're not just for boys. They're, you know, some books mixed in for girls, some books mixed in about health and fitness or whatever, a lullaby, mm-hmm. anything. And so, you know, while we're talking, then the little siblings, if they're there, you know, they can kind of go through it. And they found some stuff that they're like, ooh, I like this story, you know, and they can take it with them. So that's the good part of it. Yeah.
What's your biggest takeaway from what you've done so far over the last 6 months, Sydney? What's the best that's come out of this for you?
Probably the first time we ever had the meetup, because tons of people actually showed up, more than I expected. So I was all excited. And also, since I was making a lemonade, I had a lemonade stand there and chips, so I was selling it. So I got a little money from that also.
Well, now I understand the entrepreneurship books and the financial books that you've been talking about. Now it's all beginning to come very clear to me. What's been your favorite book?
That's hard. Probably the first ever book we read, Danny Dollar.
Danny Dollar. We keep coming back to the dollar, don't we?
Yeah.
And you do have hope to expand in some way, whether it's with young ladies or not, but just to make this a larger group than it is already.
Yes, I'm actually in the process of making it virtual, because I've had a lot of people reach out on social media who don't live in St. Louis. So we're working on a way to make it virtual very soon.
And the schools, obviously, all in favor of anything like this.
Yes.
Right. Well, it sounds like a great program, and I hope it continues to expand for you, Sydney. You're pretty excited about it?
I'm very excited.
You're going to keep it going during the summer?
Mm-hmm.
All right. Well, motivated young man with a great project. Winnie, you should be very, very proud of this guy.
I am.
You should be very proud of Mom, too, for helping you out.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you both for being with us.
Thank you.
Thanks to Sydney Keys and his mother, Winnie Caldwell, founders of Books and Bros, a literacy and literature program for young African Americans. We have more information about that group on our website. Archive versions of past St. Louis On the Air programs are available for download or podcast at stlpublicradio.org/stlonair. St. Louis On the Air is a production of St. Louis Public Radio, 90.7 KWMU. Thank you for listening. I'm Don Marsh.